Hey everyone, welcome back to another recap show. I'm Kristen from Variety Radio Online, according to Kristen and I Watch Mike. And today I'll be talking about the season premiere of The Vampire Diaries, which aired on October 8th. And the title of the episode was Day 1 of 22,000, give or take. I know this recap is a bit late and I apologize for that, but I was actually in Atlanta during the premiere. And I actually got to watch the premiere in Covington, which is where they have, the Mystic Grill and the Clock Tower. So it was cool being able to watch the premiere there, even though I only got to see parts of it. And I also apologize because I am sick, and I have been having coughing fits and fun stuff, which is what I learned is called Concrud, thanks to my fellow VRO hosts. So let's get into it. First things first, I'm not really a fan of the flash forward scenes at all. I think flashbacks are cool because they explain how the characters got where they are. Flash forwards kind of pigeonhole the plot lines to me. But this episode starts out with Stefan getting to a storage unit and finding two coffins, one of which has Damon inside. And he seems to be running from someone, so I'm curious to see what that's about. And then we also get to see Caroline sitting on a bench in Mystic Falls, which is actually Covington Square, and was exactly where we were watching the premiere, which was very, very cool. So she's writing in a diary because Elena wanted her to keep track of everything that was happening while she was, quote unquote, asleep. And I think it's cool getting back to the original idea of them writing in actual diaries, because the name of the show is The Vampire Diaries. So I thought that was cool, and I also liked how her chemistry with Stefan is still teetering on the awkward stage. I wasn't a fan of Stefan and Caroline in the beginning because I did like their friendship, but I think they're starting to grow on me a little bit. So I'm happy to see that kind of progressing a little, even if it is extremely slow. I thought it was cool that they flipped the script and had the other girl, who we find out is Valerie, writing the complete opposite from what Caroline is writing. We do learn that Valerie is one of Lily's heretics, who I am also extremely opposed to. I'm not a fan of the heretics at all. They're annoying. I'm biased because I loved Kai, and he was my favorite villain, probably of all time, thanks to Chris Wood. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the heretics. The girls are annoying. The guys are odd. I want them all to die, basically. Valerie was hit by a car and then decided she was going to bash the boy's head against the car, which was pretty gross. And then Nora, one of the other heretics, decided she wanted to snap a selfie. I'll admit that was pretty funny, but I'm not a fan of them. They just need to go. And Lily needs to go too, because she's, in all honesty, I can compare her to Michael Michelson from the originals, because she's awful to her kids. I mean, she has no problem telling them that the heretics are her children and how much she loves them, and just leaves Damon and Stefan with this sad look on their face, because, I mean, we all want our parents' love and affection, and she just doesn't give that to them at all. So Lily needs to go along with her heretics and just bring Kai back, please. Thank you. One part that I did love about this episode was Bonnie, Damon, and Alaric traveling through Europe. I thought it was hilarious. I love that Alaric was pretending to be drunk majority of the time. I love that when Stefan calls to ask how to build a bomb, Alaric grabs Damon's phone and it's upside down. So I don't know. I give props to Matt Davis for playing an awesome fake drunk. I also like Caroline when she showed up to the heretic's house and she was pretending to be the friendly neighbor next door. I think only Caroline could have played that part the way she did. And I was watching the show and I was like, oh my God, she probably just wants to rip these bitches' heads off. You know, they compelled her. Well, they tried to compel her to give them her jacket. And so I thought that was pretty funny. And poor Matt getting sucked into their drama yet again. He's the little guinea pig who has to put the bomb in the house and can't unscrew the gas pipe secretly. I just feel bad for Matt. And then his graduation ceremony gets ruined by the heretics after their bomb fail. The heretics come and ruin. Honestly, when I saw the scene, I thought they were just going to leave it at turning the sprinklers on, but I guess that's a stupid, you know, assumption, because they definitely did not leave it at the sprinklers. They killed everybody, ruining all of Matt's friends, and I don't know, they are so annoying. We also get a Steriline kiss, which being in Covington while we were watching the premiere, that Covington Square, you know, all the fans were sitting there watching the premiere and everybody was screaming and cheering for Steriline. And like I said, I wasn't a fan of them in the beginning, but they just have this chemistry that I think is awesome. And, you know, I love that Stefan, I was always a fan of Stefan because he's such a good guy and he tries to see the best in everybody, and I think Caroline does the same. So I am actually rooting for them. But I was pissed that Enzo decided he was going to choose Lily, because I really thought after his conversation with Caroline, I really thought he was going to choose them for some reason. I guess I had a little hope for Enzo, but lo and behold, he chose Lily and her crazy tics, as Damon calls them. My favorite part of this episode was Damon's speech to Bonnie about the 3 seconds he hesitated in saving her life. It was adorable. And while I don't ship Bayman, I do like their friendship that has grown since they were locked in the prison world. The speech actually was that in the first second, he thought about holding Elena in his arms again. In the second, he kissed her. And in the third, he remembered that Bonnie is his best friend, and if anything ever happened to her, he'd lose his mind. I think that speech was adorable. He really does see her as his friend. And I think, you know, while they still have their little bickering moments, I think it's cool that their friendship is growing and they're learning to trust each other a little bit more and help each other out. So I think that's great. And last, I'm curious to see the connection between Beau's scar, the little X scar on his chest, and the cut that Stefan has on his chest in the flash forward scene from 3 years from now. I'm curious to see who's creating these cuts and what that means for Stefan. It just raises a lot of questions. And so those are my notes for the premiere. I thought it was a pretty good premiere. Aside from the heretics, I think it was great. I love the Bonnie, Damon, and Alaric scenes. I hope those continue, because I think that's Three's Company. It really is pretty funny. I also wanted to talk about Julie Plec. Apparently has a blog that she has on entertainmentweekly.com, and she talks about, well, they say she's going to be doing these blogs every week, and she talks about behind the scenes information of each episode. And in this particular one, she does say that we won't find out who's after Stefan for quite some time, but the person does have a very specific agenda against him. And it does tie Beau's scar to his cut. So I'm curious to see who that is. And she needs to leave my Stefan alone. And also, Julie talks about the stone that Alaric has, which is called the Phoenix Stone. And she says that a good portion of the season is going to be wrapped up in what that stone means, what it can accomplish, what the consequences of, and the fallout of what it does mean to our heroes. And she says that she just got a script for episode 11, and the damage done by that stone is still causing a ripple effect. It packs a punch. So that should be the big, you know, the big blow up of the season. And they better not kill anyone off. If it kills the heretics, I will be happy. But if anyone else dies, I'm going to be very upset. Julie also says that with the heretics floating around, not only do they have their own agenda with Caroline, but there's a personal secret wrapped up in one of the heretics in terms of how she feels about Stefan that may continue to create obstacles between Stefan and Caroline as they try to keep a healthy, functional relationship, but they're going to try like hell. She also says that Stefan's backstory and the relationship between the brothers really feels fresh and nostalgic all at the same time, kind of in that season one vibe, which I think we'll all be happy to get back into because, you know, the season one was what made us all fall in love with the show. So I hope they can go back to some of those nostalgic storylines and, you know, see how they can rise up from all their troubles. Anyway, that's all the notes I have for this episode. I'm not sure who will be recapping the shows with me this season, but I'm sure we will find out soon. Like I said, we were out of town and we're all just getting situated back in the routine of things. So we should be back on track after the next two episodes that we recap. So just keep your eyes open and we'll be tweeting all the links. You can find us on thevro.com. You can find us on Twitter at thevro, on Instagram at Variety Radio Online, and Facebook at Variety Radio Online. You can also find my blog on accordingtokristen.com. I'm on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409. And I also have to give a big shout out to my big brother, Mike the Movie Guy. You can catch his blog on iwatchmike.com. And he's also on Audioboom and Twitter and all those good things. So keep your eyes out for his recaps also. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.